The next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
And here are the wines we're going to discuss today. So for Miriam, we have Miriam Daniels Estate Russian River Valley Fumé Blanc 2022. The Miriam Windacre Vineyard Russian River Valley Merlot 21. Miriam Diana's Estate Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 22. And for Martin Ray, we have the Martin Ray Hallberg Ranch Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 22. The Martin Ray Diamond Mountain District Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 21. And the Martin Ray Synthesis Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
There you go. So
100% true.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Sure is. We'll discuss so many things, but none of it makes it to air.
Yeah, well.
It's not an R-rated show.
Yeah, you can't put that stuff on the air, you know. I've been around you when we're not on the air. Believe me, it's not fit for publication.
So it's the all the good PG things in life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I remember one time I was talking to Pee Wee Herman. He goes, "Harm? Oh my God!" Yeah. I know.
So we're the best thing on it when
2:45 a.m.
Yeah, that's when Ballard ends with Maggie Q.
Oh, gotcha.
Then I'll listen to this show.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are good old boy Justin.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
And good old boy Harm.
You actually forgot his name.
What?
It was a big pause between good old boy and Justin.
That's a dramatic pause.
Too dramatic for me. All right.
I was acting. Master Thespian.
I can't follow that. Okay, thanks. Nice, good guy.
I was acting. So was I. Yes. Okay. I would gladly take us out to dinner, but all I have is Brazilian currency. Yeah, I'm the president of the association. So, well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip.
30-year-old SNL segments.
Yeah, and here are the wines we're going to discuss today. So for Miriam, we have Miriam Daniels Estate Russian River Valley Fumé Blanc 2022. The Miriam Windacre Vineyard Russian River Valley Merlot 21. The Miriam Diana's Estate Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 22. And for Martin Ray, we have the Martin Ray Hallberg Ranch Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 22. The Martin Ray Diamond Mountain District Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 21. And the Martin Ray Synthesis Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. So we do all of our wines on a 1 to 5 sips ratings, and rather than make you sit through all 5 of them, we're going to have Justin pick a number and do it for us.
We're going to do number 5.
Number 5, okay.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good. That's the ticket.
So oh my sad. Goodness.
Yeah. Like yeah. Santa's elves.
Yeah. You know, what was his name again?
Johnny Flanagan from
Tommy,
Saturday Night
Tommy
Live.
Flanagan.
No. The actor. What's his
John
name?
John Lovitz.
Lovitz. Even at the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live this year, they made him sit across the street.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in a diner or something. Yeah. Why am I over here in this diner? Oh, don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah.
I love Lovitz. All right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tommy Flanagan.
Do I still get paid? That's fine.
For Pathological Liars Anonymous. In fact, I'm the president of the organization. Yeah.
That's hey, Bob, you want to talk about the next wine or the first one?
Straight in the toilet we go. All right, so Merriam Vineyards began when Peter Merriam, after 20 years in the retail side of the wine business, purchased the property in 2000. Their wines are produced from grapes grown on their estate vineyards at Merriam Estate and Windacre Vineyard in the Russian River Valley. From the beginning, they've been committed to sustainable farming practices, and their 21-acre estate is certified organic by the California Certified Organic Farmers. Their Windacre Vineyard, located just north of the Merriam Estate, was originally planted in the late 1800s and is one of the oldest vineyard sites in Sonoma County. So our first wine is the Merriam Daniels Estate Russian River Valley Fumé Blanc 2022. It's 14.3% ABV, Sonoma County, Russian River Valley, 90% Sauv Blanc and 10% Semillon. So on the color, kind of a light gold. On the nose, honeysuckle, melon. Got a distinct sweetness on the nose. They mentioned pineapple, and I'm not getting it.
I didn't get any of that.
There is definitely a sweetness in the nose, though, but. And on the palate, hold on. Got some nice acidity to it. Lemon, lots of lemon, regular lemon, Meyer's lemon, tart green apple. Almost a hint of lime on the finish on the back palate. Very interesting. What did you think, Justin?
Well, you could fool me once, but you'll never fool me twice.
God damn it.
So I got candied ginger on the nose. Melon and slight hint of lemon on the palate.
Next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
On the palate, I got green apples. It was nice and acidic, and I got green apple on the finish, but that faded off really over time. What did you think, Harm?
This is not the style I like. This is old style Fumé Blanc from California, from the 80s and 90s style. They're really going retro on this. They've got 12 months of oak, from what I found online. I could smell it on the nose. I'm not a fan of oaked Sauvignon Blanc. I'd like, give me some clean concrete egg or stainless steel type stuff. This is too much oak for me. And it's not overly done. They've got time on the lees. There's 10% Semillon to give some mouth, nice roundness on the mouth. I'm behind all that. But on the nose, it's overpowering. It's overpowering with the oak, toasty oak. I mean, the melon is there, Bob. Got honeysuckle, I'll get that. But it's just the toasty oak is there. And it's the acidity cuts some of that, so I understand why they did it. But it's just not balanced the way I like.
It's just not yours.
It's not my style.
Cup of tea.
It's
old school Robert Mondavi is what it is.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mondavi made the term Fumé Blanc to describe the fog on the vineyards, the smoke, because he didn't want to call it Sauvignon Blanc. But it's Sauvignon Blanc, and it's California Sauvignon Blanc. It's just not the style. And there's other California Sauvignon Blancs I like. They're much more restrained on the oak. This is not my thing.
Yeah.
Right. There, whatever. Yeah. We're all different.
Yeah. Everybody likes something different.
I'd object if you gave it a high rating, though. What do we got for it?
Well, everybody likes something different. It's just, you know, sometimes you're wrong. So, you know.
Is it Sertilese or Mistilese in this case?
So bad.
God.
Mr. Lean.
Yeah, no hope for you. So we're going to...
Yeah. Definitely not.
We're going to give the Merriam Daniels Estate Russian River Valley Fumé Blanc 3 sips.
Oh, play.
There you go. So that brings us to our next wine. We're going to have Justin tell us a little bit about that one.
So we're going to talk about Merriam Windacre Vineyard Russian River Valley Merlot 2021.
It's Windacre.
Yes. And if you haven't been drinking, you're never going to be able to say all those words. Mm. So it's 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's 100% Merlot. It's from Sonoma Valley Russian River Valley. That's the Appalachian. And it's aged 18 months and 30% new French oak. The color looks like red, like wine.
It's wine red.
Really? Wine red.
Okay.
On the nose, I got really a lot of cigar box and faint notes of stuff that might be in a cigar box, like old pennies and some leaves. And on the palate, it was like very jammy. I like the texture, kind of like thick raspberry jam. And then the palate just came off pretty light. What did you think, Harm?
It doesn't smell like Merlot to me.
I'm just trying to figure out why is a cigar box. Why do you have a cigar box full of leaves?
Tobacco leaves that have fallen out of the middle because they've just been in there too long.
I thought he got them out of the yard.
Old cigars? Old cigars.
Yeah.
All right.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the second wine we've got here from Miriam. What'd you think, Harm?
It doesn't smell like Merlot to me. There's a little plumminess. There's a lot of good spice and clove and coming out. It's like blueberries. I'm not getting that the like traditional Merlot notes to me. I'm not getting that chocolatiness at all. It's just they're growing Merlot in Russian River Valley, and it's really not known for great Merlot. They're known for great Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. I guess people do grow Russian River Valley Merlot. These guys obviously do. And as for the color, wine dark like the sea. Homer's Odyssey, before they had the word blue in Greek, the sea was wine dark. There's no blue. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I like where you went with the, what was that, red like wine?
Red like wine.
Or it could be like dark like the sea.
Yeah.
There you go. It's interesting. It doesn't, like I said, not traditional Merlot notes, but still very pretty. It's not bad. It's just not traditional Merlot notes. Mm. Seems like the alcohol's a little bit high at 14.5% on this one. Lots of dark fruit. Good acidity, like a little bit higher than I expect for Merlot. It's just a little... It's nice and interesting, but it's not what I expected. Bob, what do you think?
That's what your wife said when she met you.
No, she was enamored, my friend.
Yeah, enamored.
You should have seen those eyes flash when she saw me. That smile, you should hear me.
That's what happens.
I'm reminiscing.
That's what happened when the roofies hit her system after the drink. Yeah. That's not flashing light. That's glazed over eyes, okay? Yeah. That's, yeah, okay.
Those green eyes, that white smile, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm coming home drunk.
As the eyes roll back into her head. Yeah. He has a complicated dating history. So. Yeah.
Bill Cosby used to shop at my store.
I'm sure he did.
He bought Russian vodka, expensive Russian vodka, hard to get stuff. So I'm complicit apparently in some of those crimes.
Yeah. It covered
up barbiturates in those vodkas.
Yeah, it covered up the taste. Okay.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's the one that did the feeling.
Yeah.
He feel like Jell-O pudding. On the nose.
We're on wine, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
So on the nose, definitely there's definitely cedar, some cigar box, some dark berries, blackberries. Mm. Yeah, it's got a real jammy kind of nose, so on the palate, hold on.
Mm. But does it scream Merlot?
Now whispers it.
It whispers Merlot. Merlot.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it doesn't scream Merlot, but it whispers Merlot for sure. I mean, I'm not mistaking it for a cab.
Right.
But it is a little different than standard profile. I'll give you that. But nonetheless, interesting. Yeah, really nice. What do you think, Justin?
I enjoyed this. It was red. It was jammy.
we went through Justin's review already, remember?
He just wanted to see if it's red like wine stuff.
It's red like wine.
Okay.
Dark like the sea.
Actually, that's what you said.
I said that. Homer said that in the Odyssey. The wine dark sea. Come on, man.
Homer Simpson.
No, your
I was
going to
say, no, he said, no. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, wrong Homer.
That's where our audience base is. Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson.
Okay.
All right. So ratings. Next well, wine.
We're going to give the Merriam-Wendaker Russian River Valley Merlot 2021 four sips. Play.
Are we?
Yeah.
That's classified.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're looking at the wrong one, dude.
Nope.
All right, man. The Merriam Diana's Estate Russian River Valley Pinot Noir is our next wine. It's 2022, 14.2% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir. The appellation is Sonoma County, Russian River Valley. Aged for 12 months in 20% new French oak. The color is what, like the sea? No, it's translucent ruby to garnet. The nose is orange peel, black tea, and raspberry, and a little bit of violet, and a hint of rose petals, and then the spice comes back. This is quintessential Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. This is varietally correct. This is interesting and gorgeous. This is the one that should be getting the higher rating, not that Merlot, you fool. I love this wine. This is the one I like. This is the one, just really impressive.
Oh, so we're so glad we can make you like something. It's all about you, apparently.
It's all about me, man. It's all personal. Wine is subjective, and I am the subject. Go. What do you think, Bob?
You're something. I don't know exactly what, but yeah.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
There you go. So
100% true.
Well, let's see. So the nose is definitely, they definitely get the black tea, get dark fruit.
Citrus hit me first, man. Citrus hit me first. That orange peel hit me first.
The thing that hits me first is the black tea.
Yeah.
I mean, the citrus is there. It's an undernote, but the black tea just leaps out into my nose.
Why's it got to be black tea, Bob?
Sorry.
Because I, you know,
I'm sorry.
Unlike you, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not a big green tea guy.
I'm not a green
Never
tea
have
either.
Been.
Never.
It's not my thing. So on the palate, hold on. Again, black tea notes, cranberry.
You don't get the citrus. The orange peel hits me harder. No, black tea's there, but orange peel.
The black tea is for me is more forward than anything. I'm getting the tea. I get a bit of a tart cranberry. I get the citrus on the back.
Cranberry's a good call. Yeah.
There's a kind of an herbal undernote to it that comes in on the back palate on the finish. It's got a nice finish. It stays with you.
It's like thyme.
Yeah. It's like you said, this is your quintessential. If you went to the dictionary and said Russian River Pinot Noir, this is it. I mean, this is lovely. I'm with you. I love this one. What do you think, Jason?
This changed a lot for me. So when it first came out of the bottle, we had it. I got prominent notes of wet sock and forest floor. And then those faded to the background.
I want
to
stab you sometimes. Go ahead.
I'll go get a knife.
Yeah.
They faded to the background, and now I'm getting the black tea and like orange, dehydrated orange dust on the front. And
I was just saying the other day as I was dusting, this dust is like dehydrated oranges. Yeah, it's What?
Dehydrated orange powder. You know, like what you get with people you send to the moon. They got all the dehydrated
Tang. You're saying it tastes like Tang?
Yeah, but Tang if it was like high-end Tang.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot, you stupid fathead, you.
I'm with Peter Laurie. I'm beside myself.
I don't get, I understand where you're going with it. I really do. The dehydrated orange peel, but with that dustiness, it's got the dustiness of the tannins, but to me, it's the oil from the rind of an orange. So that's
okay. Fair enough.
So anyway,
before you set it on fire in the cocktail.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Mm. Yeah. Just the peel. None of the pith.
It's a very fragrant and pretty.
Yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up our discussion on the Miriam Dianis Estate Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. Anybody else have anything else you wanted to say?
Nope.
The man of... Shut up, would you? You talk too much.
I really cannot get over how good the nose in this wine is. I love that.
It's real pretty.
That just balance, gorgeous citrus and floral notes. And the black tea backbone is there. You guys only smell black tea apparently at front. To me, it's the backbone of this wine.
Mm.
Oh, it's so good.
One man's black tea is another man's wet sock and forest floor.
Or... After the show, remind me to stab it, okay? We got three more wines to go.
I'll get you a knife right now if you just cover the microphone for me. So
that would be played to the audience.
And the other thing we didn't mention, it's got a really good long finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we got for your rating, sir?
Well, we're going to be giving the Miriam Dianis Estate Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
There, no objection there. That's perfect.
And although we don't actually have it down on the script, they were also kind enough to send us a small bottle of some of their estate-grown extra virgin olive oil that we've been eating for the last hour and a half.
It's not the olive oil. It's the baguette that's messing up my blood sugar right now. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, well. Been trying
one star to, on Yelp for you.
Been trying to get rid of you forever, and this is the easiest way out. So
kill me with wine and bread. What a way to go!
But yeah, lovely oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this one's more. Olive oils vary. You know, some are more green, some are more peppery. This is more on the green side.
But
really pretty, really well done. It's amazing when you go out to California. There's vines growing here, and there's orange trees over there, and then over here there's olives. I swear to God, they can grow anything in that place.
Yeah.
But, whenever we go to a winery, when we go out to California, if they've got olive oil, I've got to bring a bottle of that back. So, mm-hmm. kind of a oil.
The geek. Perfect accompaniment for your Publix baguette.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Publix makes the finest bread. Come on. I know the guys in France, I think they've got that down, but yeah, heck with them. All right. Well, Justin, tell us about our next winery.
Martin Ray is a pioneer dedicated to crafting single varietal region-specific wine from 1943 to 1972 in Saratoga, the heart of the Santa Cruz Mountains. Mentored by the famed producer of early California sparkling wines, Paul Masson, Ray took a Burgundian approach to winemaking and developed what is now one of the most historical properties in California, known as Mount Eden. Nearly 20 years after Martin Ray's passing, Courtney Benham purchased the brand in 1990. In 2003, Martin Ray Vineyards and Winery made its home in the Russian River Valley, on the edge of Green Valley, at one of the oldest continuously working wineries in California, originally established in 1881. Wow. So the first wine we're going to talk about is the Martin Ray Hallberg Ranch River, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 2022. It's 13.2%. It's a Russian River Valley appellation. It's 100% Pinot Noir, fermented separately in small open-top fermenters with gentle punch-downs, maintained at moderate temperatures until dry, basket-pressed, and racked to 30% new French oak for 12 months, 38% Pommard, and 62% clone 115.
Gentle punch-downs is home of your sex tape. My name your sex tape?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallberg Ranch is available at VHS near you. Hallberg Ranch is a 100% dry farm vineyard set on rolling hills where Green Valley's southern edge meets the Russian River Valley. So the color is ruby red. And my pages are stuck together, probably because of the punch down video.
Yeah.
The nose is nice, dusty, plummy. On the palate, I got cherry blossoms. I got like dried fruits, fennel. I think this would go really good with pho, whatever they call it, Vietnamese soup. Subtle touches of violets and lavender, and it was nice. The finish was pleasant. What did you think, Harmeet?
I think that call on the fennel is good. I didn't really figure out what I was smelling there, what that spice was until you said it, which is crazy because we eat a lot of fennel in Indian cuisine. The note, the colors, that translucent ruby you're talking about. I got raspberry, roses, violets, and baking spice, and then fennel. That was on the nose. That was it. On the palate, I just can't, don't even go to the palate. I keep on coming back to smell it. Every time I smell it, it just keeps getting more interesting and complex. Sometimes the spice note hits, sometimes the floral note hits. It's really, I just want to smell this wine. So gorgeous. There's a hint of that orange peel too as well, but not much. It's not like that orange we got in the previous Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
But just a hint, like more like your dried orange peel like you're talking about. Gorgeous. I just love the nose. Mm. On the palate, I think it's a little bit lacking here, because the acidity is a little bit too high. It's over the top of the acidity. I could use a little more tannin here. It's silky on the palate, got good fruit flavors, got that herbal note, got those floral notes, but it's a little, the acid's a little too high, and the finish is a little bit short. Bob, what do you think?
Well, like you, I think the nose on this wine is absolutely fantastic. This is one you could just literally sit there and smell all day.
All night. Just smell this. And a nice bowl of pho with beef marrow.
Oh. Yeah, it's rose petals and violets. There's pomegranate in there. There's an herbalness to it underneath, an underlying herbalness to it. But that floral note is just absolutely beautiful. And just a slight hint of cherry, like a tart cherry.
You know what that herbal note to me is? Bay leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just a little bit of bay leaf.
And I don't know. The acidity doesn't bother me. Maybe just slightly a little bit high.
I could use a little more tannin on this wine.
I could definitely use a little more tannin on it. I think it would, definitely round out the palate a little bit more. But all in all, I think a very good wine. And the nose.